Well, hello, Audio Boot. It's Agent Turbostrom here on this 1st of the 1st, 2014. So, first of all, let me wish you all a happy new year. And I hope 2014 turns out to be a good one for you. So, I wasn't really going to do a boot like this. There's been quite a few boos reflecting on 2013 and looking forward to 2014. And I did tell myself I wasn't going to do one. Really up to the point that 2013's now gone and 2014 hasn't really started. Now obviously I am looking forward to the future. I've got a few things I want to do. Well, I certainly don't do New Year's resolutions. I'm not going to join a gym or give something up or, you know, have some kind of goal. I don't really do goals as such. I know some people need to have a target to aim for. I tend to, I like just to drift along. I think certainly the last 3 or 4 years I've been allowing myself to drift in the now, rather than the past or the future. I mean, 2013 was a good year in the sense that I found Audio Boo and I found all you, my friends. And you are my friends. I just listened to a Boo by McColgan, where he talks about Audio Boo and how it's part of his life. Well, it's part of my life, all you guys. All your comings and goings and your musings and your messages and all your audio, it's all fantastic. So that'd be one thing I look forward to is to all the audio that will come my way and in my ears from right around the world. I won't go through a list of names. If you listen to this, you know who you are and you're one of my friends. So that's that was 2013. There was a sad note in the middle of the year when I lost my cat. I did a boo, one of my first boos, I think. I was only into Audio Boo a few weeks, and sadly my cat had to be put to sleep. But what can you do? You have to get on with life. And at the time, I said it was you've got to enjoy your pets while you've got them. Because one day when they aren't here, at least you've got the memories. So I'll always look back on 2013 as being good memories about my cat. So really, really this morning something happened. Where I was checking my Twitter feed like I normally do. And a Marnie blog tweeted out a tweet using the hashtag #my3words. You go to Twitter and type in hashtag #my3words. There's a whole load of tweets. And I'll read his tweet. Excuse me. Hashtag #my3words. Idea behind hashtag is that instead of detailed objectives of 2014, you can have 3 lights to guide your year. Now, I thought that was a really good thing to do, that was. That really engaged me. So I had a few minutes thought. And if you go into my Twitter timeline, that's at TurboStream, same as here in Audio Boo, you'll see that my three words number one is simple. Enjoy the simple things in life. Could be a cup of tea, 5 minutes by the riverside, a walk along a windy beach. That really is what I want to do, is to just enjoy the simple things. As I say, it could be a nice cup of tea. I mean, for instance, I've treated myself to some leaf tea this Christmas. And I'm really enjoying the process of making tea without a tea bag. Just the leaf tea. I've dug the cafetiere out the back of the cupboard where I wasn't really using it. So I do love my tea. and I'm making a slight ritual of making a cup of tea and then sitting down and actually taking the time to enjoy a cup of tea. So that's the one thing I'll do in 2014. And number two is moment. Live for the present and not the past or the future. Enjoy the now and no lists. Well, again, that kind of sums me up. I don't really want to have long lists. I've got intentions. We all got intentions. Well, I want to do this or do that. But I'm not going to do a list. Definitely not do a list. And if I do some of them, that's fine. If I don't, well, I'll do it in 2015 or 2016. If I don't do it at all, well, doesn't really matter. And then my three words, number three, relax. Don't stress yourself about the things that you can't control yourself. Concentrate on what you can control. Now this comes back to my mood in 2012. I went into 2013 in the wrong frame of mind. And so I ended 2012, I was in quite a dark place. I wasn't depressed, I don't think. But I tried to, as 2013 progressed, I tried to somehow lift myself out of the depressive state I was in. And one of the things, I was stressing about things I couldn't do anything about. Now we all stress about things, of course. But why stress yourself about something that you can't personally... you can't personally change. You know, you can't solve the African famine or you can't solve the Syrian crisis. So don't stress about it. If you want to give some money to a cause to try and help, that's fair enough. You do what you think is right. But you can't stress yourself out of it because you can't sort it out. I can't sort it out. So why stress about things? Why stress about a job if somebody else has got set in the agenda? You can only really worry about things that you can control. And most of that is your day-to-day surroundings, your life and your own thoughts. We can control our own thoughts. So that's really my mantra for 2014. Is the... my three words principle. So that's well, I suppose I don't know. I hope it gives you some kind of thought. It may help, it may hinder, who knows. That's my way of looking forward to the future. And I'll just continuing and see what happens. Let life come to me. That's the thing to do. Enjoy it while you've got it. And if you haven't got it, don't stress about it. And if you can't get it, don't stress about that either. And I always believe in fate. I don't know if people believe in fate. But I always think that if something's going to happen, it'll happen. You can go the long way around to sort it out or the short way. But things will happen. Things happen for a reason. Sometimes. So that's I'll be you a good night on this New Year's Day 2014. Once again, thank you for listening to my booze of 2013. Thank you for all the kind comments and the interactions that I've had with a lot of you. And long may that continue. And as always, we'll catch you in the next boom.